What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the line is the Trocare College Lifeline is Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Assembly Majority Leader, to talk about, well, a number of things, but first starting off with something she was talking about yesterday, the Good Food NY bill that would permit municipalities to consider business practices and whether they support things like environmental sustainability and other things instead of going with the lowest responsible bidder when making food purchases. Crystal, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Good morning. This bill, can you help us understand it a little bit more?
Good morning. So I'm sure you understand that New York State has a very strongly regulated procurement process for any government that is making purchases. And I personally think it's been a bad thing to design it way that really favors big business and corporate entities. As we are now in 2024, it makes sense for us to begin rethinking we allow that procurement process to happen for a number of reasons. And one, and first and foremost, I think, is what we all experienced through the horrific pandemic and that rise as a result of supply chain issues and how do you transport things, you know, across aisles in order to get access to fresh quality fruits and vegetables. This is an opportunity to laws to allow for local growers to participate in the municipal bidding process for foods and people need to have in their schools and their hospitals or, quite frankly, nursing homes. So it lowers the bar to include a more inclusive market that really is focused on local growers.
You know, I'm just thinking, though, with inflation so high and having such an impact on so many of us, is this really the best time to not consider the lowest price?
Well, sometimes the lowest price is not always the healthiest thing for you. We want to keep that in mind. People who are at a corporate entity that can produce more, what do they do to make that production happen more? Generally, it's some sort of chemical or something that they put in to make it happen faster, creating seeds when seeds are supposed to be natural. So, I mean, I think that this is an opportunity for us to begin to rethink. We look at what kind of quality food we're eating. And honestly, the quality of the food that people eat impacts their health. And New York, as you know, is the largest piece of our budget. Education is healthcare. And if we're going to get towards a healthier people, we need to be providing for them healthier food.
Well, if this bill were to be passed, would that be the emphasis? Would people be looking more at, you know, what the food is that they're buying and how healthy it is? Or does the bill steer people to look at who is providing the food and who runs the business?
I think the bill steers people towards looking at what's the best quality product you can get. This method, provide what you need, provide for whatever citizen base you're supporting.
What kind of a chance do you think this has of passing and getting the governor's signature?
Well, actually, the bill is already passed in both the Senate and the Assembly, and now it's just awaiting the governor's signature. She does have until the end of the year to make her decision about that. I have not spoken with any of her counsel, where they're at with the negotiations or where they're thinking about. With this bill, I feel like it's something that is, and we feel like the governor and her team will agree with it and will support it. We look forward to her signing it.
Well, we want to ask you about one of the other hot topics in Albany and really across the state, including here in Western New York, and that's been cell phones in schools. And we know the governor's been on a listening tour. It's a hot topic in classrooms all across the country. What, if anything, do you think the state would do at a statewide level on this issue?
I think the governor is doing the right thing by listening to the school districts. Everything can't be decided in Albany. You have to have these decisions made by the people impacted by the problem on a regular basis. Whatever questions they are coming up with, I think we should be entertaining them. We already understand the negative impact that having access to cell phones has on not only students' attention ability, because they're focused on what's happening on TikTok or whatever on their phone, but frankly, for is of the teachers to get across what they're trying to get explained to these young people. And so I think it's worth the conversation. It's certainly worth the discussion. You know, the state has already made some efforts to hold the industry accountable for allowing our young people to be, fairly attracted to people on the internet that they should not be in contact with. You know, algorithms are designed to specifically recruit young people. And so I think at some point, happy that we were able to put some legislation in place to try to slow that down. But at the same time, we do want to help our teachers and administrators across the state figure out how do they deal with the vast number of people who come to school with a cell phone and focus on it all day. The other thing is, I think it takes away from the children's ability to be social with each other. If they're just on the cell phone, really sure who they're speaking to as opposed to the classmates that they have. Heard some examples of where this works in some schools and where it has been challenging in others. Same time, I do think we have to be considerate of parents, because parents are concerned their children going to school. I mean, it's not like we're in a country where we don't have to worry about somebody coming into a school with you know, guns that would out a lot of people at the same time. People want to be able to be in contact with their children. So all of these things have to be weighed out, and there has to be some balanced approach that looks at how do we fix the problem we have allowed industry to create in our country.
Crystal, what about you? Do you favor statewide legislation, or would you prefer that districts make their own decisions?
I prefer that districts lead the discussion, actually. They're the ones every day in the buildings with the young people. They have the parents know what their needs are. Sometimes, again, I just don't think everything could be decided at the state level. I think we need to hear from the people, and I applaud the governor on her strategy for starting there first. Don't think that conversation has been complete, so I'm not sure that we're ready to try to make a decision on how it should look.
Well, Crystal, thank you for the time this morning. Always appreciate it. Crystal Peoples-Stokes, the Assembly
Majority. You all are very welcome. You all have a great day and stay safe.
You too. Have a great holiday weekend. Assembly Majority Leader joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.